Whew. Okay. Screw advertising this week. I got to just rant for as long as it takes. I've had, and also, I want to apologize for the potential language being used in a minute, because I have come off of not so good of a couple weeks fishing, and I needed to get something out. I needed to get it off my mind. So I think the best idea is to do it just to rant on a podcast for however long it takes. I have no idea how long it's going to take. It doesn't matter. I just got to talk about this weekend. Okay, so just as a precursor, there's a lake that I fish pretty frequently that I don't fish it really frequently, but I did in college, and that's why I sucked in college, because this lake is like right in the backyard of the university, and I spent a lot of time out there. So me and Adam, we've done very well in the past. We fished 8 tournaments out there. I think we've won 4 and taken second twice and only outside the money one other time. And so we had a big tournament out there this weekend. It was a 60 boater, or it was like 50 boats, and a pretty high entry fee. So it was a big deal, and we were really, really confident going in. Generally, this time of year is just right in our wheelhouse. We're skipping frogs up on, under brush, and there's some pads growing in, and we generally frog on the pads, and we can get 14 pounds fairly consistently, which is really good out there. So we show up, and let me just say it was one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed. And I frog fish all the time, and I've never seen anything like this before. So we get up right in the morning, and like normal, the frog bite isn't necessarily on right away. So we frogged a little bit. We flipped. I caught a couple flipping. Just to finish our, you know, we got couple 14 and a half injures. So it's not, whatever. Besides the point. So we're frogging, and I just, a toilet bowl flushes underneath my frog. It was a giant. And I set the hook, weight is on it, and then the frog pulls free. And I was like, oh, god damn it. So, like, it pissed me off a little bit. But, you know, whatever, you deal with it. And, you know, that's just frogging, I guess, and so a couple minutes later, another blow up, set the hook, completely no weight around it or anything, saw the frog disappear. I have no idea how these fish were pulling the frog underneath the water, and we couldn't get it to, couldn't get them pinned. So we only have 2 fish in the boat. We go to one of the spots that we always, you know, have in our back of our minds to get us back on track, and it's a smallmouth spot, and we limit it out in minutes, and so we probably have a good solid 8.5 pound limit with smallmouth and a couple largemouth. All tiny ones, obviously. And so then we work our way to another pad field with wood. And then it was just blow up after blow up, miss after miss. It was one of the weirdest things. We were literally witnessing 4 pounders clear the water. Completely clear the water, and just missing the frog. And then you'd see him boil on it, the frog would disappear, you'd wait a second, you set the hook, and it would miss. It wouldn't be there. So we're like, okay, well, let's downsize. So we started throwing Bronze Eye Juniors, and it was the same thing. Same exact thing happened. They were just grabbing the frog, and whatever reason, they were pulling it out. So we just started throwing the Bronze Eye Shads, same exact thing. Popping frogs, same exact thing. Everything, it was really bizarre. Anything you threw at them, it doesn't matter. The color didn't matter, anything. They were just blasting it. It was, we probably had total in the day, I bet you 50 or 60 blow-ups, maybe more. I don't know. I mean, our hookup percentage, I'm not even joking, was probably 8%. We only caught 9.5 pounds, 1 dead one, so it was 8 pounds, whatever. Well, that was total for the day. But so we're like getting all pissed off, but there's still an hour left in the tournament, and we just put our heads down, go to a spot where we know we've whacked them before, and all of a sudden Adam sets the hook, and one blows up on it, sets the hook, He's reeling it in. It jumps up, tail walks, 5.5 pounder, probably 5 pounder, just throws the frog again. And I've never seen anything like it. I've never been so frustrated before. And then I caught like a 3 pounder at the end of the day. It's like right at the end of the day. And then Adam flips it over a log again, sets the hook, has it pinned, and all of a sudden it dives down. He brings back a whole clump of weeds. It was another big one. I mean, it was legitimately one of those days that, I don't know. If we would have caught 20 to 25% of our fish, we would have had a great day. I mean, it would have still been frustrating, but we would have had a very, very solid day. If we would have landed like normal, like 50%, it would have been epic. It would have been one of the better frogging days I've ever had out there. But I honestly can't describe the frustration that we had. Now, it's not like me to bitch and complain, because I generally can stay pretty focused, but this spring, or this whatever you want to call it, this post-spawn period before the summer has been just brutal on me, and I can't take it anymore. I needed to do something where I can just bitch for a while, and it was honestly the only thing I can describe, the only thing I can think of on why this happened this week was maybe there was some fish guarding fry, and I don't know. They were hitting it. It seriously felt like they were hitting it with their mouths closed. But then again, you know, you'd set the hook and the frog would come back with water. So it was waterlogged. If anybody has any idea, we tried throwing Senkos I do that sometimes. I throw it on heavy, like 30 pound or 20 pound braid with a spinning rod and just fire that if they're really finicky and hitting frogs really light. I do that sometimes. I look like an idiot doing it, but it works sometimes. But it wasn't working. Nothing has been working. If you guys told me to, I don't know. So yeah. If you guys have any tips on how to catch fish right now, I'd really, really appreciate you hooking me up, because I'm in since I won my last tournament in second weekend of May, I have not been able to catch anything. I've been struggling so bad. It's been unbelievable. Casey and I had a pretty shit tournament the last time before our Sturgeon Bay tournament. I talked about that in one of the podcasts. But other than that, and then of course, you know, Casey and I have a tournament this weekend, or CK and I, whatever you guys know him as. And he said he caught 2 fish over the last, and they're in a hard post-spawn area, or hard post-spawn that's difficult. And I'm not good. I decided right now I am not good until summer happens, if it's on a lake, or apparently now rivers. I can't fucking fish rivers either, because we couldn't get shit to go. It was brutal. And of course it was hot. Forgot to put sunscreen on. I got burned like crazy. It was one of those things that you can't do anything about, and you can't, I don't know. It, like I said, I have no idea. So whatever. Went out to the bar on Saturday and solved my problems there after the tournament. Felt it pretty good on Sunday, so I didn't go out fishing on Sunday, because around where I live, it's, if you go out on the weekend, you're pretty much bound to at least hit someone if you're out on a Waukesha County lake on a weekend and it's a nice day out. So I generally stay off of the water on the weekends, which sounds weird, but I fish only on weeknights out here, because otherwise it's just a goddamn disaster just waiting to happen, because I don't think people are legally licensed to operate boats, but it's borderline ridiculous. Casey and I almost got run over. Like, Casey had to fire our boat when I was getting the trailer at a tournament a couple years ago. Had to fire our boat in reverse because a pontoon boat was literally going to run us over. Completely run us over. And then nobody was watching in front of them. They were just minding their own business, drinking, no shirts on. Probably had fat tan. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it around here. I need to get out. I need to move. But, of course, it's going to be about 3-4 weeks. And I'll be fine, because it'll be summer, and that's when I'm not that bad. So So what I did was I was like, you know what? I'm going to get I got done with work early today. And I was like, okay, well, last week sucked on this lake that I fish leagues on Monday night. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go out there again. Probably they're probably going to be in their summer pattern at least, because last week they were just starting to transition off onto the weed lines. So whatever. So I went out there. There's slop. I frogged. But you can practice a little bit beforehand. So I practiced without it with a hooklet, a spro up with no hooks on it. And I caught a couple blow-ups, and I just, you know, whatever. I knew that they were in the slop, so I backed off and went to my secondary spot, which was like a point and a big weed edge. And I started throwing a pit bus. First cast, I caught a 14-incher. I'm like, okay, well, this is a giant for out here, so I'm going to slow down there. Went to the next point, ran it up again. Another pit bus on the weed edge. Caught another one. Then I started throwing a Senko in practice. Caught another one. Like, okay, well, this is going to be, at least I'll be able to catch a limit. But I still wanted to frog, because that's generally where the bigger ones are. So I start frogging and set the hook on a fish, and it jumps off right by the boat again, just like last week. And I was pissed off, but it wasn't very big, so I just kept frogging. Two more blow-ups, completely missed them. Felt the weight, missed on the hook set. No idea what happened again. So I work up onto my weed line fish, and I caught one. 13.5 inches. So then they weren't biting the pit bus. So what I was doing is painstakingly throwing a Senko and letting it sink all the way down to 30 feet, which is not my cup of tea whatsoever. And I caught a couple, but they were all dinks. So I went back to frogging, missed about 7-8 more, caught one 14.5 frogging. And I was just, I literally was so pissed off, I couldn't even function. I was like, I don't know what to do at this point. So I I don't know. I put my head down and I started fishing more. Started throwing a spook at about 8 o'clock. About 4 smallmouth come up, whack the spook out of the water. Didn't get any hooks, because there's only 3 giant treble hooks on a super spook. And the smallmouth just somehow avoided every single one of the hooks. Actually, I saw 2 of them chasing after it at the same time. Wasn't anything. So then I'm, you know, go back to frogging like I do. I have a limit at this point. They're little ones, about 5 for 7.5 pounds maybe. Because they're, you know, they're in the post-spawn mood and they're all skinny as shit. And the lake, and this lake is so stunted because there's millions of little ones. Not very many big ones. So then I go to this slop field that, or it's like not really a slop field. You can't really call it that. It's about the size of my house. So, I mean, it's really not that big of an area, but, you know, you can grind there for a while and catch them generally in the summer. So it's about 8:15, so it's starting to get sort of dark out. And I'm throwing a frog, and then I see a jet skier come flying up behind me, slows down. Right behind me, I'm in 4 feet of water at the most. I'm casting into 2. He flies around right in front of the boat, throws a big wake, and takes off. And I'm like, seriously looking at my, I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? Am I really, like, witnessing what's happening here? Like, it was one of those things where I just started laughing, because I can't believe how much is going wrong at this point. And then a jet skier came from the sky. I don't even remember seeing a jet ski on the lake, and all of a sudden he came flying. He might have been a ghost, and it might have been a figment of my imagination, and he's just sent there just to further prod me into insanity so I can go home and just, I don't know. Ugh, I was so mad. And then it hasn't been good. And then I went back to the, at about 8:45, I go back to this last little stretch of reeds and a little bit of slop, some lily pads, and I start throwing a black spro, which I usually generally use that after it gets pretty dark, and it was pretty dark. So I cast up by the pads, and one just annihilates it, and I wait 2 seconds. I, at this point, I don't generally believe in the waiting 2 seconds, but this has been such a bizarre couple days. Set the hook, and I cracked it, and I mean, I felt weight, and I'm like, oh, this is it. I at least got respectable, because if you get like 9 pounds out there, you generally win, which kind of sounds terrible, but it's all I have. It's all I have. And set the hook, and it's starting to head shake, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So then it starts tail walking, and it was down, and then I all of a sudden felt it come unbuttoned. I have no idea how it comes unbuttoned. I never lost, probably all of last year, I lost just as many fish as I've lost in the last 2 days, and I am one to completely not complain, but I don't care. At this point, I'm putting my enlightened being beside, and I'm just going to bitch, and this is going to be a cathartic experience for me because I need to just get rant a little bit. I'm not going to make this a long podcast because you guys don't want to hear me complaining. It's not fun. So, yeah, weighed in 7.5 pounds and didn't cash, obviously. So, yeah, that was good. And then I called Teddy on the way home, and I bitched to him for a while. And, of course, almost hit a deer with my truck, because why wouldn't there be a deer on the road? It's been, I don't know. I need to win a tournament or at least do good tomorrow in my league. Of course, I'm going to the same exact lake I did today, so that should be fun. I'm going to try to relax, and I'm going to try to put out another podcast tomorrow before my tournament. But I don't know. I don't know what I need. I need to completely relax and just learn how to fish again, cuz nothing's working. I mean, I legitimately can't get fish to bite. I haven't caught a fish over 3 pounds, I don't think, in a couple weeks. I mean, yeah, I know it sounds terrible, but if you live around me, you know it's not that easy to catch them sometimes. The lakes are pretty shitty for as far as boat pressure goes. I mean, they're good lakes as far as fish, but they're tough. It's tough to get on bites. So tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to probably just start Carolina rigging Spro frogs or something. I don't know. I have no idea what to do. I even threw a Carolina rig today, and and I don't throw Carolina rigs, if you guys know me well. It's been a rough it's been a rough one, and yeah. So I think I'm going to keep this podcast down to about 18 minutes. I hope you guys don't mind me ranting a little bit. And just getting my nerves out, getting my feelings out there. There's no insight in this podcast whatsoever, and I don't even care if you don't listen to it. If you listen to it, fine, great, I love you. But if you don't, if you don't like it, just turn it off, because it's not going to get any better. And tomorrow's probably going to be bad. I'm gonna try to conduct myself. If I do a podcast tomorrow, I might do one Wednesday. I'm not really sure. Now, if you guys listen to this in future, Tuesday and Wednesday don't mean anything. So, Tyler, shut up and just say next podcast. Okay, next podcast. I hope that it's me a little bit more calmed down. This is me not calmed down. So, yeah. Let me know how you guys think about this. And if you guys like it, then when I'm pissed off, I'll just do a podcast. And from now on, that's what I'm going to do. If you guys like it. If not, I'm just going to test this out, because I don't ever bitch and I don't ever complain, but fuck it. I needed to complain. I needed to bitch. So thanks for listening. Once again, just rate us on iTunes or do whatever you got to do, because it helps us out with sponsors. I'm sure sponsors are just going to absolutely love this podcast and me just firing off and complaining about assholes and complaining about frogs and fishing and all the stuff that sponsors like look for in a well-mannered individual as myself. So thanks, go fuck yourselves. I'm just joking. Don't do that. I was joking. I'm just in a bad mood, so you guys don't take that personally. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the world. So Yeah. Tyler, what about the kids in Africa? Well, they've obviously never frog fished. So there you go. That's what I got. That's my white people problems for the day. Peace out.